بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver. A poet says, نعيب زماننا والعيب فينا. That we keep on blaming time, and we find faults in time. And we commonly hear, times are bad, things are bad. When you put the blame on time, whereas there's no عيب, there's no fault, there's no deficiency in time. The problem is in us, the aib, the shortcoming is within us and not in time. So we look for faults and we shift the blame to time, whereas we should be introspecting ourselves and realizing that the fault is actually in us and we are only making excuses. Time is running out, like a person gives an example of a very slippery soap in a person's hand. And the person is unable to grasp it. It slips away from his hand. Like that is time. We cannot hold time. Time is always against us. It moves very quickly, very swiftly. Therefore, it is important that we sit, ponder, reflect, and realize that there is the day of Qiyamah that is going to take place, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the past tense, as though it has already occurred. Meaning, its occurrence is genuine. It is a certainty. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ Their reckoning is very, very close. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ Yet they are in heedlessness. They are oblivious of Qiyamah. They have turned away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The invitation of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling them into believing in Allah and worshipping Allah and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, أَدْرَقْتُ أَقْوَامًا I saw and have met people, and amongst them there were such people who were more conscious about their time and how they manage their time, even more than the dirhams and dinars that the person has, more than the money and material possessions, which normally a person will accumulate and hold it very tightly, and he will be very, very careful how he spends it. He says, رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَهُمْ أَشَحَّ means to be very, very miserly, to be a kanjus. In other words, they were very particular about how they spent their time. Like how normally a miser, he'll be very careful how he spends his money, he hoards his money. He does not want to waste his money in any frivolous pursuit. Like that, more than that, these people value time. And they spend their time and their umr and their life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew this time is like a slippery soap. It will escape their hands. And therefore they grasp it very, very tightly, meaning they had time management and they were productive in their good deeds. They knew their goal. They were on that path and they did not delay and procrastinate like how we do. Time goes away. And I cannot but help and mention the couplet of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, which I say almost every day now, and I've shared this with many people, and I find it extremely beneficial to myself and whoever I shared it with, and I've mentioned it here previously, I think twice already, and will repeat it tonight. And I want you to ponder and try and learn these words and reflect and put ourselves in this and see the message that he has for us. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, half of life is lost in charming others. And the other half is lost in going through anxiety caused through others. Leave this play. You have played enough. Leave this khel, this tamasha, We have prayed enough. Time is running against us. Allah has mentioned in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Have we not given you that amount of time which is sufficient for any person who could ponder and reflect and realize that Allah is his creator and is to obey Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have I not given you that time in your life, that amount of lifespan? And mufassirin and muhaddithin and ulama, they differ with regards to exactly what is that age, and some say it is 60, some say it is 40, some say it is no, when the time a person already reaches the state of bulugh and he is baligh, there is sufficient time for him now to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And nadir has two meanings. The warner has come to you. The messenger has come to you. And he's giving you the message to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's showing you the way to go to paradise, to go to Jannah, and to save yourself from falling into Jahannam. And nadir also means the white hair that has come and appeared on your hair, on your head and your beard. It is a sufficient warner that now qabr is very, very close. Maut is very, very close. And now I should now ponder and reflect and make that firm decision in my life. I should not waste my time. I should not waste my time, but I should now focus very, very seriously with firm determination and make that resolution in my life. Leave this play. I have played enough. My respected friends and elders, if you look at this dunya and how we hanker after this dunya, and this is a very big obstacle, an impediment in our reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we become so engrossed and so consumed in just accumulating more than what we require. What is the daruriyat? What is necessary? We need to live, we need to survive, we need to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need clothing, we need a shelter, we need to provide for our families. But that daruriyat, we go far beyond that, far beyond that. And what happens in the rush, in the process? The real objective and the path that we should be treading, we forget about that. And again, time is against us, and before we know, it is all over. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi in Fathul Bari, he gives an example. And he says, I'm just going to give you the gist. If I'm not mistaken, he quotes Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. And I'm just going to give you a synopsis of this very simple example. And he says that people are aboard this cruise ship. And they're very happy and they're enjoying themselves and they're traveling now by sea. And after some days, they stop at an island for a very short period. And of course, the captain allows them now to go into this island. But he gives them a very, very stern warning. And he cautions them that at this time, we are going to leave again. And the siren will be sounded, the alarm will be sounded. And after three times we sound the alarm, then everybody should be on board. And whoever lags behind, he'll be left, and we are not going to wait for any person. Exactly at this time, we will leave. So people ventured now into the city. There were those who were very conscious of not missing this boat and being punctual. And therefore, they did not venture very deep into this island. They just remained just around the ship. And perhaps they bought whatever they required, something to eat or drink. And they were ready even before the alarm and the siren was sounded, before they could now continue their journey. They were already there and they took nice seats again, comfortable seats. But there was another group that went into the marketplace and they began to admire and adore all the different types of goods that the people were selling. Some people were selling food and somebody was selling some fruit and some vegetable and some people were selling some vases and somebody was selling some ornaments and some beads and whatever it was. And they began to admire and they were so consumed in buying and purchasing and putting all those into sacks and bundles. And the siren was sounded that now we are going to leave. And still, they were still buying the last few items that they had. And they're dragging the sacks along. And the second siren is sounded, and then the third, but they just about manage getting there. But the goods that they had purchased were so heavy and burdensome that they were afraid they may, the ship will now leave them behind. They actually had to leave those sacks that they, and all the goods that they had purchased, all in vain, just to get onto the ship. And even when they went onto the ship, they did not find nice place like the others had already taken their very good seats that they found in comfortable places, and they had to just make do whatever they got. But there was a third group. They were completely engrossed, and they did not care about any siren that they heard that now the ship is leaving. And they were busy buying whatever they could buy. And they spent all their monies. And when they reached the place where the ship was, and now they realized that the ship has already gone. So they remained there. There's no other ship that's going to go take them on this cruise. Whatever food they had, they partook of that. That came to an end. And then there were wild animals in the jungle, in that island, that came and surrounded them. And within a few moments, they were destroyed. And this is the example for you and I. That this stop, the people had this ship stop at this island for a short period of time. This is exactly like how we are in this dunya. This temporary dunya, this fleeting world, is going to come to an end. It is faniya. Allah is mentioned in the Quran. The dunya will come to an end. Akhirat is baqiya. Those who are intelligent, who are wise, who took heed to the caution of the sailor, of the captain, they immediately, they paid heed to his advice and they did not venture deep into the island, and they were ready. And they found suitable seats, and they were successful. The second group had all the things and they wasted much of their time. They could have spent their time in a better way. And all that they accumulated, all went in vain. And this reminds me of another statement that one of the scholars had mentioned. That it is so ironical, we know we're coming into this dunya for just a few days. And still we begin to just accumulate stones, that is gold and silver, which we are not going to be able to take with us onto the other side, the akhirat. Like these people had to leave behind all the sacks that they, and all the goods that they had purchased. Allah forbid we must not be the third group even. That missed the boat completely. تَرْجُنْ نَجَاتَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. The poet says, you want success, you want salvation, but you're not following the paths of salvation. He says, remember, a ship never sails on land, on dry land. The ship has to be on the sea, on the water. And we have to be aboard the ship, and we'll be on time. And we have to really take those good deeds that is the currency of the hereafter. So this is the example he has given. And somebody else mentioned so nicely, you see, when we become so consumed in the dunya, we want more and more and more. And this greed increases. It never decreases. He says, like, dunya is like water, salty water. And the more a person drinks the salty water, the more his thirst increases. The more dunya you accumulate and you chase after, you hanker after, the more the greed within you increases. Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullahi, he says, you know, you see a fly flying, and there's a piece of bread, and there is nice honey spread on the bread, and this attracts the fly, and the fly goes onto this honey. It begins to suck this honey. It's enjoying this honey. And now it wishes to now fly again. But one of its wings is stuck onto the honey. And it tries desperately and uses all its force. And as it tries to take off again, that wing that gets stuck onto this honey, it breaks. He says, this is dunya. That honey we see on the bread, Like the fly coming and settling on this honey. It becomes so immersed and so engrossed into this honey that it loses its wing. It's unable to fly again. You know, when we were children and we used to see this toffee apples that they used to sell. Any child, any person, even an adult becomes attracted to this toffee apple. Has a very glossy touch. Very attractive. Looks very succulent. Very juicy. And it attracts us and we go towards it and we take that bite. But how often we found the outer was sugary, but the moment we took this bite of this apple, it was very, very sour and bitter. Inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Like that, exactly like that is dunya, Rasulullah said. Dunya is hulwa, very tasty, looks very attractive. Khadira, it is lush. Any person looks at the embellishment of this dunya, the glitter and glamour, begins to admire it, is attracted by dunya. But that dunya is sour. It becomes such that the person who becomes so consumed in dunya, he's only going to go into more deeper problems and musibat and anxiety and grief and stress. Remember, Allah Ta'ala allows us, and in fact we should be acquiring dunya which is going to be sufficient for us. And Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullahi had given this example, and many ulama have cited the same example of a ship that is sailing. As long as the water is not in the ship will be floating. The water is beneath the ship. It will sail very safely. It will reach its destination. The moment the water enters the ship, it will cause the ship to sink. Like that is our heart. And the moment this dunya, the water, dunya, comes into our heart, the ship, comes into the dil of, and consumes and engulfs our heart, then our heart is going to sink. So respected friends and elders, this is the haqiqat of dunya. This is the reality of dunya. And Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali also mentions, and he says, that look at the beauty in the mirror. The person is standing in front of the mirror, is admiring himself, that woman or that young girl who is about to get married, and she looks at herself, she preens in front of the mirror, she admires her beauty, and she looks at herself and she is putting her makeup, combing her hair. She looks in this mirror and she's admiring herself. Or that youngster, he's just come up, he's doing his exercises in the gym, he's gymming, and then looks at the mirror and he flexes his muscles and he feels so good and so strong. So he says, look at the beauty in the mirror. But do not become beguiled, in other words, deceived in what you see. For the beauty of youth will fade and that solid structure will collapse one day. That beauty of youth is not going to remain forever and ever. When the man is young, he's flexing his muscles, the girl is young, she's looking very beautiful. When she comes 17, 80, that black hair the person has turns white. That face, the skin also becomes coarse. That beauty fades away. The strong structure the person had, that built he had, now he's hunchback. Now he's got glasses on, thick glasses, can't hear properly. He's got a walking stick, the structure collapses. This is dunya, my respected friends and elders. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. And therefore we are told again and again that if we have lesser of dunya, من قل تعلقه بالدنيا قلت حسرته عند فراقها. That person who has very little contact with dunya, he is in this world, he has to survive, he has to live, but he's not becoming obsessed with dunya. His connection with dunya is not such that he cannot do without dunya. At the time of departure of this world, he will not be in regret. You see, when you have wealth, people flock unto you. Remember this. The man is very wealthy, has many friends, and he throws many parties, and he splashes his money, driving beautiful cars, a very different type of lifestyle, and the people around him, all coming to him, they are his friends, in inverted commas. Why? They're after his money. The day he becomes insolvent, the day he becomes poor, those same friends turn their backs onto him. When my pockets were full, they all came around me. They all thronged around me. When my pockets were empty, they turned their backs towards me. This is dunya. The person doesn't want to be seen anymore. Nobody worries about him. Nobody cares. Why? There's no fayda from him anymore. There's nothing that we can gain from him. He's a poor man. Like the example is given of a beautiful silver ladle, a spoon, a big spoon, a ladle. And it is in the casserole dish or the soup. And it is so, it's bright, it is shining, and everybody admires it. But after some years, there's stains on that spoon. It's no more silver and shining. There's some stains on it. It becomes black, becomes different and old. And finally it is thrown in the dustbin or thrown into any fire. Like that, the person who had dunya. People came to him, admired him. But once he had nothing in this dunya, then people turned their backs to him. But that person, my respected friends and elders, is had fi dunya yuhibbaka Allah. If you have zuhud in dunya, Allah is not telling us to break ourselves completely from dunya and now you mustn't have any clothing, any food. No. Remember again, the ship is going to sail, it requires water to keep afloat. We require this dunya to eat, to survive. But the connection must not be such that we become overwhelmed by dunya. That now when we're leaving dunya at that last moment at Sakarat, still be counting money and rands and dollars. At that time also our nigah is not on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma'adallah, but still on the inheritance. Remember when you go into the qabr, Hazrat Ali ibn Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that the mayyat is going in, into the qabr as it's being placed, as though he's saying, you to dunya, dekhne mein kis qadar khush rang thi, qabr mein jaate huye haqiqat khul gayi. Like that, the dunya looks so beautiful. The embellishment, the glitter and glamour of the world looks so nice. Kis qadar khush rang thi. Qabr mein jaate huye, the moment the mayyat is still being lowered in the qabr, haqiqat khul gayi, reality dawns upon him. Now when the angel will ask him, kya laya? What have you brought now for akhirat? Where is your amal? And the people of dunya, what do they say? Kya chor kar gaya? What has he left behind for us? The same people around us in dunya, we thought they were our friends. They're not bothered about us. Nobody is making isale sawab now. Maybe 3 days, few days. After that, that poor father is forgotten. That mother is forgotten. That ustad is forgotten. That friend of his is forgotten. Everybody is now chasing after the miras, the inheritance. What has he left behind? We have a beautiful jug. And we can admire and talk about the jug and have love for the jug. And the poet says, leave the love for the jug and admiring the jug. Go seek the water. The water that is inside, that is what we require. The spiritual nourishment of dunya that is in Allah is kept by us in this dunya, making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying in the company of the Ahlullah, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ita'at of Allah, ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having love for Allah, having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing all those things that Allah has commanded us, refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited us. That is that water in the jug. Seek that water. Quench our thirst, rather than just admiring the dunya and the jug till life comes to an end. As Thani Rahmatullahi had mentioned, that a person, if he wants to adopt the consciousness of akhirat, then he must ponder and reflect that this dunya comes to an end. The dunya is perishable. And he says, think of akhirat which is everlasting. Everlasting. Person in Jannat, everlasting happiness. A person in Jahannam, everlasting destruction. And he says, the think about the sawab Allah has got for us. Think about seeing Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. All these things should create a longing and yearning within our hearts for Akhirat. Do we have that shauk and desire for Akhirat? Or still we desire more dunya? Every day we wake up, I need more money, I need more life in this world. The true friend of Allah is yearning to meet Allah. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Rasulullah said, that person who loves to meet Allah, Allah is also waiting to meet him. Allah loves him also. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. That person who just likes meeting Allah, he's not ready to meet Allah. He's not prepared as yet. Allah also does not like to meet him. But maut comes, and the person has to leave this world. So before maut strikes, respected friends and elders, oh mothers and sisters at home, we have to give hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah. Time is running short. We don't have the time. Oh my young friends, Allah has given us that beauty. Use the beauty for His sake. Do not worry about that mirror and look at and preen ourselves and all the time just admire our physique. That's given to us by Allah. Whilst you appreciate this ni'mat of Allah, be concerned about the spiritual self. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That young boy, young girl, who may be listening to this program, who may, this message may go to them. Remember, do not get caught into this attraction of dunya. Leave this play. You have played enough. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's a guru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Allah, don't make us become consumed with the love of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand the reality of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the akhirat, make us be among those who are successful, my Allah. Make us be successful in dunya, qabr, and akhirat, my Allah. It will not happen that we go in the to the akhirat without any amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever amal we are doing, it is only through your tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is not our doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promised you many, so many times, we won't go back to the sins, and still we fell into the sins, my Allah. Help us to change our lives now, my Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are wasting our lives in idle pursuits, my Allah. In frivolous pursuits, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just hankering after dunya. Ya Allah, the same dunya which you have said it is nothing, my Allah. And you have said it is faniya. Ya Allah, you created this dunya. Ya Allah, we are still chasing after dunya. We are getting caught by the glitter and glamour of dunya. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat now, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good amal. Strengthen our iman. Because live with iman. Because die with iman. Resist in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, humani diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, kabira, saghira, whatever gunas we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day now we are reading, my Allah, more and more people are being killed, more and more children are being killed. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Give us your divine nusrat now, my Allah. Ummat par arham farma, abraham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya
Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghalib, my Allah. You are not maghloob, my Allah. You are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Eh, malik, ya Allah. This dunya belongs to you. Akhirat is yours. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayhi. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, the Musliman, wherever they parishan, remove their parishani, my Allah. Especially in Gaza, in Palestine, my Allah. And other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them rahat, chain, sukoon, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Chase the enemy away from them. Ya Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. We've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person needs, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers at home listening over the receiver. Our brothers, elderly people, young ones here, sitting here, my Allah, in the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're begging only to you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nista'in. Ya Allah, we swear, my Allah. By your azmat, your kibriya. Ya Allah, there is no other person we can turn to but you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, fulfill all of hajat and needs, my Allah. They are young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, ya Allah, to get married to, my Allah. Bless them in the nikahs. Give them, ya Allah, pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the youth from zina and riba and evil, my Allah. Protect all of us from, ya Allah, from evil actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Ya Allah, give us plentiful that we use it in your pleasure, my Allah. In those avenues that will gain your pleasure, my Allah. Don't make us make israf of our wealth, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Don't make haram come into our bellies, my Allah. Don't make us earn any haram, my Allah. Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. They are sick, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us maut with iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, buril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW on the day of Qiyamah, the Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of slips and errors, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, firma. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati, amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.